4. Moses and the Red Sea. The people of Israel had just escaped from Egypt. After generations of slavery, they were finally free. Moses led them out into the wilderness, toward the land God had promised them. But then they looked behind them. Pharaoh had changed his mind. He had sent his entire army, horses, chariots, and soldiers, charging after them. The Israelites could hear the thunder of hooves and the rattle of chariot wheels getting closer. In front of them was the Red Sea, a vast wall of water with no way across. Behind them, an army coming to drag them back into slavery. They were trapped. The people panicked. They cried out to Moses, "Were there no graves in Egypt? Did you bring us out here to die in the desert? We told you to leave us alone. It would have been better to serve the Egyptians than to die out here." Moses said, "Don't be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see what the Lord will do for you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then God said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to move forward. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea." Moses raised his staff. God sent a strong east wind that blew all through the night, and the sea divided. The water stood up in walls on the left and on the right, and between them, dry ground. The people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, with water like walls on either side. Imagine that, looking up and seeing water standing above your head on both sides, and under your feet, nothing but solid earth. When the whole nation had crossed, the Egyptian army followed them in. But God released the water, and the sea came rushing back. The army of Egypt was gone. Sometimes you feel stuck, scared of what's behind you and scared of what's ahead. The Israelites wanted to go back to what they knew, even though what they knew was bad. God said, "Move forward." The sea didn't open before they started walking. The path appeared when they trusted God enough to take the first step. Exodus 14.